Thank you for joining me. I want to do something a little different today that we don't normally do, but I like to read books that will challenge me in my walk with God, challenge me in my prayer life or in the other disciplines that are mentioned in Scripture. And this particular book I want to share out of it with you. I think you'll be blessed. When I was running the Bible school in Texas, I was always trying to find books that could stimulate our young men in their walk with God, to go deeper with Him, different aspects of the Christian life, and so on. And this particular book, I probably read it three times, I can tell, because I change the color that I mark a book with. I always mark a book if I read it. And this book is That I May Know God by Ken Boa. It's a very challenging book for the spiritual life. And when I have my time with God, extended time, for me, the best is the weekends. I get early. I was at the office here a little before 4 this morning and wanted to make this series of DVDs. And but when I have that extended time, I like to read a chapter in a book like this one or others on different subjects for the Christian life, and to be blessed and challenged. We don't ever want to be satisfied or where we are. Now, we can look back in our life and say, boy, you know, I've come a long ways in my walk with God. But look in the other direction. Look how far we have to go. And so I like to be challenged spiritually in my personal life to go deeper, to expand my prayer life or the other disciplines in the Bible that are mentioned. And this one is about knowing God in a more intimate way and things that can help us along the way. And it starts here in Deuteronomy 6:5 and Mark 12:30. You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy might. Now, I trust that you will have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness that will never be satisfied, that you'll always realize I can go deeper with the Lord. I can have a more meaningful relationship than I have right now. So never be satisfied and never level off and say, well, I'm as spiritual as I want to be. And I don't even like that word, but, you know, I'm comfortable with where I am, but I want to move on. And I'd like to share with you. He says, we desire to know Christ more deeply, but we shun the lifestyle that would make it happen. By regulating the spiritual life to certain times and activities, you know, I meet with God one day a week or whatever, we are ill prepared to face the temptations and challenges of daily living in a Christ-like way. I was asked to teach in a Bible college in Kansas City. And they brought me on staff and they said, we want to change the emphasis of the school from being just a knowledge-centered school, but a school that would also focus heavily on the students developing the character of Christ. And that was a real challenge because I never had really done that before, to come up with a program would help the students become more Christ-like as they're learning Greek and Hebrew and all the other stuff you learn in a Bible college. And I think we really did accomplish developing Christ-like character in our students. It was just a wonderful school, and it was just a blessing to be with the students that were wanting to know God in a more deeper and more intimate way. So he's saying that, you know, if we just devote a little bit of devotions, we're not going to be able to face the challenges of life. It's easy to deceive ourselves into thinking that without an active and even a painful formation of godly character, we'll still have the capacity to make right choices whenever we need to. And there are disciplines in Scripture. And the Lord Jesus Christ was involved in all these disciplines. But I don't want to overwhelm you. But I'll name them, but pick out the ones that you feel is very, very important for you. And he lists them here. Solitude and silence, they go together. Getting off by yourself and being quiet before God, and that's, Jesus did that. He would spend all night in prayer, all night with God, getting his batteries charged, so to speak, getting his spiritual life challenged and renewed, and getting directions from the Father for where he was to go with these disciples and all that kind of stuff. And then there is study. That's really looking at the Word of God and its teachings. And then prayer, very, very important, that if you read truths in the Bible that aren't true for you, say, oh God, this, I know that I need this. Help me to develop this in my life. I need maybe a little push from you to do that. And then the idea of service. And remember, Jesus went to the temple. Jesus did sacrificial service. And I don't mean, when I say sacrificial, I'm not saying that a sacrifice is something that I give to God beyond the normal, you know, giving time to the place you call church, whether it's a home church or in a building or you meet outside or whatever, and then fasting. See, Jesus understood that these practices that I just mentioned were not optional for those who have a passion for the Father's pleasure and honor. Our Lord did not engage in these disciplines, and many people have written on them, as an end in themselves, but as a means to know and obey the Father. They moved him in a direction of loving God with all his heart, with all his soul. That's what he says here. See? And so we want to develop godly character. We want to see that in our children. And there are two other statements here I want to read. And I trust this has been a benefit. It maybe make you think, maybe you want to watch it again. The disciplines of faith are never an end in themselves, but the means to an end of knowing, loving, and trusting God. We implement these disciplines in our life in a very consistent way, so we'll cultivate holy habits. God knows your time schedule. God knows how busy you are, and so on. I think of John and Charles Wesley's mother, Susanna Wesley, and how she had so many children, that to have her time with God and prayer, she sat in a chair and she put her apron over her head. And the kids knew, be quiet. Mom is talking to God. See, if our children don't see us having a love for reading scripture and prayer, they probably won't either. And this statement is a beautiful statement. It's worth what you've been listening to. Our daily choices shape our habits, and our habits shape our character. If you desire to have the character of Christ demonstrated in your life, then you need to develop some of these disciplines. Because if you're a child of God, prayer doesn't need to end with an amen. It's a conversation with God that can start in your prayer closet or your prayer room. But throughout the day, you can add to that and pray as you see needs. You're in a store and you notice that the clerk looks like they need some prayer. Just pray for them. You know, there's people all over the place. You see, and if you see their countenance, you know that they're down, they're discouraged, they're going through a very difficult time. In fact, in one of the stores here that I do the grocery shopping, my wife is unable to shop anymore. She's pretty much housebound as a person. It's hard for her, but that's where she is now. And I noticed one of the clerks there was wearing a mask, and not a Halloween mask, but, you know, over the nose, one of those things that has gauze in it, and it kind of keeps the wrong kind of air from entering the lungs and so on. And I said, oh, are you having a struggle? She said, I am. She said, I have to work. I'm a widow, and it's my only source of income. And what I have a hard time with is the cleaning products are so strong that they affect my lungs, which the doctor said she had weak lungs and allergies. And so she had to wear this mask. And then when they clean the floors of that store at night, they use some pretty strong stuff on the floor, and that would get to her. And she said, I've taken all the sick leave I can, and they said, if you take any more sick leave this year, you will terminate your job. Well, as a widow, she needed that job. And I said, I'm glad you told me that. I'll pray for you, and I'll pray that God will allow you to be able to go through the days without the mask. And she said with tears in her eyes, thank you. And so I had been praying for her and holding her up to the Lord and asking God to work. I don't even know her name. And one day I was in, she wasn't wearing the mask. And I said, well, how are you doing? She said, oh, I'm doing so much better. And I said, God does answer prayer, doesn't she? Doesn't he? And she said, oh, yes. So you never know that there may be people hurting all around you that you could pray for them if they're willing to share their hurts. But that's just part of the disciplines. You know, are you reading scripture? Meditating on it, we talked about that. Looking at it, God, speak to me from your word. I know your word is true, but I want a message for my own heart, my own life, my situations I'm going through as I'm reading through. Lord, give me a wonderful promise that I can hold on to as I go through this time of my life. And the Lord will bless you. Bless you as you really want to develop the spiritual disciplines in your life that can produce godly character.